Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on The Mag this morning. Now, can you tell us, first off, what the prostate is and what it does?
The prostate gland is a gland found in only in men. It is the size of a walnut, and it lies below the bladder and surrounds the urethra, which is the tube that allow urine to pass the body. The prostate gland produces some of the nutrients that sperm need once they leave the body, and these secretions form most of a very large part of the semen.
So what are some of the problems that can be associated with prostate gland?
The most common problem is the enlargement of the prostate. This is commonly caused by men getting older. The prostate can become so large that it presses onto the urethra, causing problems passing urine. This is called benign prostatic hyperplasia, and the abbreviation for that is BPH, and this is more common condition than prostate cancer. The second condition is obviously prostate cancer, and this is the uncontrolled growth of cells in the prostate.
Is there a particular age that where this becomes more of a concern for men in terms of being at a higher risk and getting checked out?
Definitely, there is an age. Age for increased risk, and that is usually over the age of 50.
Over 50, okay. So what are some of the early signs of prostate cancer?
Some of the early signs in prostate cancer could be a combination of a few. One of it is the need to urinate more frequently during daytime. Mm-hmm. Also the need to urinate more frequently over nighttime. Sometimes people can experience a delay in starting when they want to urinate. So, and sometimes they could also have a little bit of a weaker or a hesitant stream. One of the other symptoms are obviously dribbling at the end of the urination. And sometimes also a little bit of urinary incontinence, and that is the inability to control the bladder.
Sure. You're tuned to The Mag and Fitter Happier here on RTRFM 92.1. And this week we're discussing prostate cancer with clinical nurse consultant at Fiona Stanley Hospital Urology, Erica Botta. Now, Erica, how is prostate cancer diagnosed?
Unfortunately, there's no single simple test to diagnose prostate cancer. There's also, therefore, there's no way that to say to indicate whether this cancer is a slow or fast-growing cancer. Usually, the tests for diagnosis of prostate cancer include the following. Firstly, it is a digital rectal examination, and that is that involves the doctor to inserting a gloved finger into your rectum and feel your prostate. It is possible to tell whether the prostate is enlarged by doing this examination. Unfortunately, small cancers or cancers out of reach can be missed with this examination. The second test for prostate cancer is the prostate-specific antigen test, and that involves a blood test to measure the amount of prostate-specific antigen, and the abbreviation for that is PSA. The PSA levels can typically increase with age as the prostate ages. The most likely cause for a high level of PSA is some form of prostate disease. The PSA can be raised in a range of non-cancerous conditions, such as the enlargement of the prostate or inflammation of the prostate. It can obviously be high in prostate cancer as well. The third test is a prostate biopsy, and that is that examination is usually performed if there's an indication on the rectal examination or a high reading of the PSA. This tissue samples that is obtained by the biopsy usually are sent to the laboratory to be evaluated there.
How is it treated?
There's a few few treatments for prostate cancer. And the decision is usually made on, you know, dependent on the age and the general health of the person, and also how advanced the prostate cancer is. Treatments are, the first one is active surveillance, and that is just by monitoring the prostate cancer. This the doctor will just watch and wait and see how the cancer grows. Some cancer, prostate cancers, are slow growing and occur in older men, and usually it doesn't need too much of treatment. The second one is a prostatectomy, and this is a surgical removal of the prostate. Sometimes this is necessary as a treatment modality. The surgery usually requires about 2 to 6 days in hospital, and then a 6-week recovery period. Other treatments can be radiation treatment, chemotherapy treatment, or hormone treatment, or a combination of those.
Early detection, now, of course, is essential in this case, but the recovery and survival rate from early detection is quite high, I understand, from this type of cancer.
Yeah, so early detection is obviously the best, but the treatment nowadays of these cancers are very successful, which leaves the patients with a very good outcome.
Excellent. Erica, thank you so much for joining us on the MAG this morning.
Thank you.
That was clinical nurse consultant at Fiona Stanley Hospital Urology, Erica Botta, there discussing prostate cancer in this week's edition of Fitter Happier here in the MAG and RTRFM 92.1.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.